This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Comes the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball deep left field. That goes Conforto. It's got a chance. Gone. Carson Kelly. Cubs lead 3-0. There's a deep drive to left. This could go, and it is gone. A two-run homer for Carson Kelly, his second of the game.
We are back! We are back!
Carson Kelly with two bombs last night as what was a 1-0 game. And then a 2-0 game. Eventually became a 16-0 game. If you're like me, you fell asleep when it was 8-0. I'm Matt Spiegel. This is Hit and Run on 670 The Score. Jerry Hairston Jr., the Dodgers broadcast crew, is going to join us in about 20 minutes or so. But yeah, that Cubs win just kept on going. The offense just kept on rolling. And the Cubs catchers are a big reason why. Amongst all teams, the team getting the most out of its catching position offensively is the St. Louis Cardinals so far. That's with Ivan Herrera, who had the three-run homer game, and also Wilson Contreras a little bit. They have an OPS of 1.160, but in terms of on-base percentage, the best is the Cubs, and they have the second-best OPS. The Cubs getting four homers, 21 RBIs, 10 walks, and just 9 strikeouts out of their catching tandem of Carson Kelly, who obviously hit for the cycle earlier in the year, had the two home runs last night, and Miguel Amaya, who wasn't in the lineup at the beginning of the game, and as a DH last night, did this.
One ball and one strike. Something tells me you were a big Keith Jackson fan. Deep drive to right center field, back toward the wall, and gone! Miguel Amaya to the opposite alley and right, creaming one. And the Cubs now have broken it wide open and lead 11-0.
All right, that's awesome. Something tells me that Ron Coomer was a big Keith Jackson fan. And now I'm going to have to follow up on that. He had to be, right?
Warren Deli, Texan Alabama bounce. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Keith Jackson here on the call for ABC.
So I assume that's who they're talking about, not the former tight end, the former Eagles and Packers tight end, right? Keith Jackson ended up with the Packers? I think so. But anyway, I assume they're talking about that Keith Jackson. That's the best. Baseball rules. Anyway, Cubs offense outrageous last night. 16 runs against the Dodgers, which is why the Roobster said, I think the Cubs might be back. Here's Craig Counsell on the Cubs offense last night.
Amaya, Michael Busch, I mean, and then it's Carson Kelly again. I mean, his at-bats, I mean, even, you know, there's that bat against Garcia where he worked a walk, but it was just a great at-bat, just to, you know, lay off some pitches, foul off some pitches. So, you know, not like tonight you got a bunch of guys, but I thought, you know, Bushy took a number of really good swings. He almost had a grand slam. And then Carson Kelly, he's been outstanding. He's on base five times again. It's outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Busch, had a monstrous game last night. He had the two doubles. He had an opposite field homer against Roki Sasaki, which was impressive as hell. And then the near grand slam that Andy Pages jumped up and took back off the top of the wall out in deep center. Busch was just rolling last night. And the whole offense looked unbelievable. And now the Cubs have the best run differential in all of baseball by a mile here early on because of those two blowout wins. And because, in general, the Cubs offense is rolling. We mentioned that Miguel Amaya was in there. Let's skip down to the bottom here and listen to Craig Counsell talk about Seiya Suzuki, Robbie Triano, because Seiya all of a sudden was gone. He was supposed to come up, I think it was just for the second time, maybe the third time, and then here comes Amaya with a couple runners on base, and you're like, ooh, that's pinch hitting for the DH. That can't be good. And Seiya Suzuki apparently with a wrist issue. Here's Craig Counsell.
What can you tell us about Seiya's wrist?
Yeah, it's so he injured it sliding into second the other day. It's kind of been thought we were making progress, and he got jammed a little bit on that line drive out and just kind of re-aggravated it. So we're just day-to-day at this point.
So he injured it on a stolen base in the Texas series. And even when you're wearing the oven mitt, you can jam the wrist by having that hand fly into the base as much as it does. The Cubs lead the major leagues in stolen bases with 26. They have only been caught once. Only one other team, well, two other teams have been caught once. One is the Angels. They've only stolen 8. One is the Giants. They've only stolen 14. 26 out of 27 is absurd for the Cubs. They are running bases beautifully well. And finding themselves taking extra bases, beating out possible double plays, and really taking advantage and helping themselves to win games on the margin. Really cool to hear the way that stuff is being talked about. Jed Hoyer referred to it before the season as chalk talk sessions that they're gathering as a team with the coaches and diagramming stuff and talking about it, and then they follow up on it. Like a week later, they'll follow up again with video, basically. Like, here, you did what we talked about. You did what we talked about. They're kind of more of a football mentality to some of that stuff in terms of the way that they're applying things. But I love it, man. Be aggressive. Be communicative. Use chalkboards. Ha. You think they're actually using chalkboards? It's probably a giant touchscreen.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, giant touchscreen with a stylus and just like doing it that way.
I don't even think dry erase anymore. Exactly what you're saying. They've moved on.
Yeah, no, it's no way it's dry erase. After Bush's home run, there was a shot of him in the dugout holding, you know, an iPad or a Microsoft Surface or whatever they're using and looking at video clearly of the at-bat that he just had. Next to him was standing a coach who was holding his own tablet. So it's like the number of tablets, this is something I want to find out. How many tablets does it take to run a major league club on game day? Like, how many people are using tablets? It used to be, well, you want to check this out? Go back to the video room over there. And that's where we keep Jimmy. And Jimmy would be back there in the video room, and he's got thick Coke bottle glasses, and, you know, it's a tiny little tube TV with, like, I've got a 3/4-inch tape machine that can watch stuff that happened a mere 45 minutes ago. You know, now Michael Busch is sitting there watching his bat on a tablet right after a home run. This world's better. Just to be clear, this world is better. So, anyway, not great about Suzuki day-to-day. We'll see if it clears up over the course of a couple days, or maybe there'll have to be a roster move, which would be tough, considering. A couple other things from this game last night. One bit of offense to make sure you're aware of, and that is Gage Workman got his first hit. Tater, I hope Marshall Harris was watching. Gage Tater Workman got his first hit, and then later on, he capped the scoring with his second hit.
And now Gage Workman drives one in the air, right center field toward the gap. That's going to be a base hit. Gage Workman's going to get his first two runs batted in the big leagues. He's got a double. And the Cubs are pouring it on the Dodgers. It is 16-0.
Oh, love hearing the Boo Birds in L.A. as the L.A. Dollars give up 16 runs. Yeah, that's right. I called them the Dollars.
Well, he got his first hits against the position player. Is that a cheap way to get your first hit?
You know, you and your radio bits. You and your angles. No! It is what it is. Take what you can get. Get hits against who you can.
That's my B block tomorrow.
Gage Workman with his first couple of hits, and he gets him right there with the two-run double. Kyle Tucker, not a big part of the offense last night, but he's still really good on a team. And even when he's not part of the offense, he can do some things in a right field like this in the bottom of the third.
The pitch on the way to Mookie is hit in the air, right center field. Dives! Did he make the catch? That's Tucker in right field. A sensational catch by Kyle Tucker. Tucker headlong dive somehow speared that ball. Well, we knew that he had won some gold gloves. You win gold gloves on plays exactly like the one we just saw.
Pat Hughes on the call. Great catch by Kyle Tucker. Yeah, you know, it's nice to beat the Dodgers and to beat them by 16. That was a good ball game last night. Pahez with that stolen grand slam. Watching Sasaki was nasty. Real good hitters on both teams. That was tight. Ben Brown was terrific last night, and that was something we talked about a lot at the top of the show, but it feels good, which is why one of the hosts of Pitch and Catch was feeling like the Cubs are back. All right, speaking of Pitch and Catch, what's been the other hot topic over there on that show? Hit and Run is on this side. Pitch and Catch is on that side.
Well, I found out his favorite player is Ian Happ, so that's good to know.
Yeah. Yep.
He loves Ian Happ.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. And he's very excited about his D.C. trip. We already talked about that as well.
Indeed. Yeah.
So, well, I mean, so what was the segment on the Washington, D.C. trip? Going on the school trip this week.
Yes, he is. So I lived in D.C. for 4.5 years, so I was going to tell him all the food and drink to get, and I realized that's pointless because he's just on a school trip.
Yeah, Robbie, so he's a seventh grader.
I was like, you can go to the Green Zone. They have some of the best like mint julep cocktails I've ever had in my life. Or Astoria, some of the best fried rice I've ever. That's fine. But no, you're going to experience so many great things, you know, all the monuments, all the Smithsonians. What are you looking forward to the most?
Honestly, like, there's like 20 different things that we're going to see in the span of 4 days. I don't even know half of them plus, but I think it'll be cool to just, yeah, I don't have a favorite one, but it'll be cool to just see them and experience them.
Yeah, and to be there with your friends, right?
There's a lot of great things happening in D.C. right now, and you're going to see a lot of those.
Oh, God.
He knows that's a joke. He
gets very that. Much so.
Yeah, all the different war memorials you're going to see, the presidential memorial, and the Smithsonian, dude. You get to choose which of the museums to see at the Smithsonian. And, you know, your aunt told you last night which one you should choose, and you agree, right?
Uh-huh.
Which one is it? Air and Space.
Yes.
Come on, you little astro.
It's the best one of all the Smithsonians. That's where I've been to all of them, because they're free. People know they're free.
Oh, wait, actually?
Yeah, they're free.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, especially for you. You're in seventh grade.
But everything's free for you.
That makes more sense.
Air and space. Give us a cool space fact, Mr. Soon-to-be astrophysicist.
So I don't know if I've already said this one on
it's okay,
the air before.
Say it again.
Okay. The distance from the Earth to the Moon is the same as the diameter of Saturn's rings.
Distance from the Earth to the Moon.
Not exactly the same, but
close is very close to the
those rings are big then those are big rings
yeah
and there you go
humongous
You know, it's interesting, a former associate producer on this show, people don't know, is Neil deGrasse Tyson. He used to work on this show.
No, he didn't.
All right, back in the day, Carl Sagan used to work on this show.
Wow.
Yeah, see, that one he bought because he doesn't know for sure.
Sure.
All right, good. Pitch and Catch is rolling on.
I didn't know Benetti changed his name.
Yeah. Oh, Bobby. Pitch and Catch continues on that side of the glass. Here's what I mentioned with the score, the games coming up today. The pitching matchups. White Sox and Red Sox is awesome with Garrett Crochet against Shane Smith. That's a fun, legit pitching matchup with good emotional components. The Giants are at Yankee Stadium. Logan Webb against Carlos Rodon. That's pretty fun. And there's more. Chris Sale goes for the Braves today in Tampa Bay. So it's Sale, Crochet, and Rodon are all pitching today. But it's not Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease, I don't think, is until Monday. Michael King goes for the Padres. But Sale, Crochet, and Rodon will all pitch today. Hunter Green is going to pitch today for the Reds. Big-time arms out there today. Cole Reagans is on the mound today for the Kansas City Royals. Jose Berríos for the Blue Jays. Good stuff around baseball. Logan Gilbert and Nathan Eovaldi for the Rangers and the Mariners later on. How about this one? Freddy Peralta and Zach Gallen for the Brewers and the Diamondbacks later. And then tonight it's Cubs-Dodgers. Tyler Glasnow against Colin Ray in the Justin Steele position. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Jerry Hairston on Hit and Run here on the...
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Scores.
Jerry Hairston. That sliced off the glove of Martinez at fair. Here comes Roberts. Anderson to the plate. Soriano's throw. Instant win. Orioles.
Heineken start the game. Jerry Hairston, who just laced a line drive off the glove of Tino Martinez.
Can you believe that? Hairston has repeated his heroics. Touch them all, and the Padres win it 2-1 in the 13th.
The premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
We are back in on 670 The Score. Out of here a little bit early for Bulls basketball, but we don't miss a chance to try and talk to Jerry Hairston Jr. The Cubs and the Dodgers hooking up is a wonderful excuse to do so, and Jerry joins us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Jerry is the pre- and post-game analyst for the Dodgers on television, and of course, a one-time member of the Cubs. 9 big league teams and part of the biggest family in Major League Baseball history. We'll get to that, but let's say hello to Jerry Hairston. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, Matt. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great, man. So, 16 runs over the Dodgers feels pretty damn good for Cub fans. Do you look at the Cubs as a legit contender in the National League? So many great teams in the East and the West. Do you look at the Cubs as legit right now or not?
They certainly have the talent. I was extremely impressed, obviously, with their lineup. They've been scoring runs. I know we shut them out the opening game of this series, but we knew coming in they've been red hot swinging the bat, and they got some pretty good arms as well. So Brown was extremely impressive last night. And obviously the addition of Tucker, who's a game changer in the middle of the lineup, I think really solidifies that lineup a lot. So we knew the Cubs were better coming into this season, and they certainly showed it last night.
So what does a guy like Tucker do for a lineup when you've got, you know, a straight up offensive superstar like that? And, you know, I mentioned earlier it wasn't a big part of the offense last night, but the truth is he was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. That'll work. But, you know, he left some ducks on the pond, but then others got it done. But what does his mere presence do for a lineup, Jerry?
I think you said it right there, the presence. He's a run producer. What I mean by that, he can, you know, obviously has the RBIs. He could drive the ball out of the ballpark. He's a threat in that middle line. He can hit him second, third, or fourth. If he provides protection for Hap, who's the leadoff hitter, and he'll get guys like Suzuki opportunities as well when he's on base. So he's the guy that generates runs, knows how to win, and knows how to play in big games. So that presence alone helps others in that lineup. Now, I love Michael Bush. Michael Bush was one of our guys. You know, he came over from the Dodgers, and he's a kid that we were highly we're high on it because we knew he could flat out swing the bat, but we just didn't have any place for him. You know, we had Freddie Freeman at first base, and he wasn't going to replace Freddie. Mm-hmm. So Michael's getting an opportunity there, and he's thriving. So the Cubs have some talent, and Swanson as well, the shortstop, who can flat out pick, in my opinion, probably one of the best defensive shortstops in the game of baseball today. And he's another guy who's got some pop in his bat. So the Cubs certainly have a lot of talent.
Jerry Hairston Jr. with us here on The Score. Yeah, you know, Michael Bush here, because he didn't have a spot there, and then Jackson Ferris and Zaire Hope, the minor leaguers there, doing awfully well. I mean, what's it like to break down the Dodgers on a daily basis, Jerry? It's absurd. Like, on the big league level, everybody's got an OPS in the 800s or the 900s. And, oh, by the way, here's Tyler Glass now after Yamamoto and Sasaki. And if you get to the bullpen, here's Yates just to set up Tanner Scott. You know, I mean, it's outrageous. Are you aware of how good things are there and for you?
I'm very aware. Extremely fortunate. Nomar Garciaparra and I, we talk about it quite a bit. Obviously, you know, Nomar also played for the Cubs. You know, the Dodgers organization have done a great job of obviously acquiring talent. But what they did first and foremost, I think a lot of people, you know, sometimes overlook, is they make sure they developed a winning culture. They made sure that their farm system was as good as anybody. They do a great job of scouting. They do a great job of drafting and then developing. And once we did that, then we were able to go out and trade for a Mookie Betts using our prospects. We were able to sign a Freddie Freeman. If you go back to that free agent class with Freddie, nobody wanted Freddie. There's only two teams that wanted him, with the Tampa Bay Rays and the Dodgers. We signed Freddie late. I think the spring training had already started. So teams have had opportunities to get some of our players, but they chose not to. Kirby Yates, nobody wanted him in free agent last year. Yeah. You know, and the Dodgers got him. So, you know, the Dodgers do a great job of making sure they put themselves in position to win just about every year because of their development draft signing with their foundation in the minor leagues and obviously big league talent. So Jed Hoyer said it best. You know, everybody admires the Dodgers, and they're doing it the right way, and Jed's trying to do the same thing with the Cubs. And obviously the Cubs are doing pretty well.
Yeah, Cubs are doing all right. They're not they're doing very well. It's a well-run organization. The farm system is in a pretty good place. The big league club is in a good place. They're just kind of a little bit unwilling so far, it seems, to go over the first level, maybe even the second level, the competitive balance tax, and play where the heavy hitters live. But I don't know about you, Jerry. Like, I don't like where baseball is systemically. You know, it's a tricky thing. I wondered how you feel, because I think a salary cap and a salary floor would actually be healthier for the thing. I wonder how you feel as a former player. Like, I don't know if the players would ever go for that, but this image of parity that the NFL has, that the NBA has, it's like, I don't think baseball's ever going to have that, and I'd like to have them as a possibility. What do you think about that?
Well, I certainly see your view of it and a lot of people's view of it. First of all, the NFL doesn't have that great of a parity. The great thing about, you know, I also help out. I'm on the board of the MLB Players Alumni Association. We also help the Players Association, and we're privy to all the data. There's no other sport in the United States of the four major sports that has more parity than Major League Baseball. That's a fact. You know, the last few years, what have we seen in Super Bowls? We've seen Kansas City Chiefs a couple years ago, Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles won last year. Next year, we'll probably see the Kansas City Chiefs again in the AFC Championship game. We'll probably see the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game. It's basically the same teams over and over again. And then a decade ago, we saw the New England Patriots every single year in the AFC Championship game and then obviously the Super Bowl. No other sport has more parity than Major League Baseball. We haven't had a repeat champion in 25 years. Because baseball, there's so many different variables. Everybody has the chance to win. Now, the reason why I say it is because we have so many development teams, whether it's rookie ball, low A, high A, double A, triple A. You can use a draft out of high school, out of college. You can sign international players. So really, every team has an incredible chance to go out there. The Tampa Bay Rays historically have done an incredible job and really haven't spent a whole lot of money. They're always in the thick of things. We played them in the World Series in 2020. You know, so they're a team that says, okay, we're going to use what we got. And they're not the Chicago Cubs, right? Mm-hmm. Chicago Cubs have a plethora of money, more so than the Tampa Bay Rays. Cubs are in a huge market. White Sox are a huge market. San Diego Padres aren't that big a market compared to the Chicago, but yet they're in it just about every year, it seems like. So no other sport has more parity than Major League Baseball. In fact, the data suggests if Major League Baseball does have a cap, it will hurt the lesser teams. Because if I'm going to get paid $5 million by one team, if I'm going to get paid $5 million to another team, right, I'm going to go to L.A. I'm going to go to Chicago. I'm going to go to New York, the big market, so I can make more money in endorsement. But because it's a free market, if I'm going to get paid by $5 million from the Dodgers, but let's say the Pirates, hey, I need this player. They don't do this, but they should. I'll give you an extra $9, $10 million. Boom, you can be over there and play for the Pirates. So you need this free market because it gives everybody a chance.
Yeah.
It's up to teams to spend.
Yeah, it's good stuff, and I'm glad I asked. And you being privy to that data is obviously a big deal. It's the floor. Like you mentioned, the Pirates not doing that and all these other teams not doing that. I feel like those teams and those mindsets are just a massive problem, and they can make for a bummer of a situation around this league.
Well, I certainly understand it. And you know who's upset? How would you feel if you're an owner, if you're paying these luxury taxes, right? And those other teams are pocketing the money.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure they're frustrated as well. So the players want everybody to be competitive and spend. So it's really up to the individual owner. But listen, you know, we the players are extremely organized. I think this generation is a lot more knowledgeable than even my generation. as far as what the data says, how this will benefit us, how this will hurt us. So the players, trust me, are extremely prepared.
Interesting. Jerry Hairston Jr. is part of the largest MLB family of all time. Five MLB players over three generations. And there was, what, three more that played in the minors too? I mean, it's amazing. Has your family always had an interest in the workings of the business side the way that you clearly did and still do?
Well, we just love being around the ballpark. I think that was the thing, you know, as kids, we wanted to be with our dads. My father wanted to be with his dad. I wanted to be with my dad. And it just so happened we're at ballparks. And there's no other better place to be as a kid than a big league ballpark. You know, pick up a bat, hit a ball, you know, catch it, throw it, run around the stadium.
Yeah.
And we just developed a love of baseball. We were very fortunate to get a chance to play. You know, some of us played the big leagues. And some of us played minor league baseball. So we're just very fortunate to get that opportunity.
Yeah, you know, I didn't mean to make it about the business, but I thought it was interesting how much you've thought about it and been involved. And, you know, like, so what was your dad involved in that way? Were your brothers involved in that way? I was wondering.
Well, they're involved. My dad coached for many, many years after he was in the White Sox organization. He just retired. I said just retired. He retired probably about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
My brother Scott is still involved in the game of baseball. He's got two sons. One's a freshman at ASU, playing the outfield there, off to a great start. His oldest son, Dallas, will play college baseball as well. But he's coaching them. He'll get into coaching professionally once his sons are off to college. So they're doing that. I get in more of the TV realm, and I like to help out the players. I help also my sports agency. My cousin runs it.
Hmm.
So I'm involved helping players. I think the biggest thing for us is the game has been so good to our family. We just want to do our small part to help others get that opportunity to play the game of baseball.
Do you have any, or what do you have that's left over from your grandfather's belongings? Is it like your grandfather played for the Birmingham Black Barons and the Indianapolis Clowns, the Negro Leagues, played for the White Sox as well. Is his stuff kind of spread around the family a little bit? I imagine that is amazing stuff to have and hold on to sometimes.
It is spread around the family. My dad has most of it. I have a few things. Actually, my dad's going to send something to my house that we value. Major League Baseball and the Scouts at the Scouts dinner gave us a Lifetime Achievement Award, the whole family. Wow. In the game of baseball. And I think that's probably our most cherished award because it started with my grandfather. And we're going to allow a museum to hold it for a year, and then it'll come back to my house. And then I'll share it every once in a while to a museum in Birmingham where my grandfather and my dad is from. So I think that's probably the most cherished thing, but as far as item. But the thing that I remember is just the stories that my grandfather would tell at the dinner table about playing against Josh Gibson, playing with Satchel Paige, taking Don Newcomb, who I became friends with the Dodgers organization, taking him deep in a game. So those stories, I think, hearing my grandfather, my father, my uncles tell those stories, that's something that I cherish.
Man, that's cool. I was sitting in front of Don Newcomb in the White Sox press box at one time, and I'm like, and I was intimidated, and I regret missing the opportunity to turn around and talk to that man.
Oh, you should have. He was the nicest man. Incredible man.
That's really cool. Do you play MLB The Show at all, or do you have kids or friends that play MLB The Show? There's a Negro Leagues storyline this year. Yes. In the video game. Have you heard about this? You hip to this?
Well, I am hip to this. In fact, I'm also in the game. They approached me several years ago to be part of the game, and I remember when we were talking, they were saying, you know, you're also going to love about a year from now, we're also going to have the Negro League stars, and I thought that was incredible. And obviously, they're now in the game. I know they have the Legends mode. They have the Negro Leagues setting as well. I think the show has done a terrific job, not just growing the game, but also making sure they bring back legends of the past so the kids can learn about those players. Guys like Double Duty Ratcliffe, Satchel Paige, Cool Papa Bell.
Yep.
Those players. along with guys like Josh Gibbs and Hank Aaron and Willie Mays as well. So it's just great for the kids to play.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry, I was checking out Satchel Paige's pitch mix the other day. It's like, how often
do you want to face him?
Jerry, you're the best, man. Thank you.
I'll tell you a quick story. I played with Harold Baines really quick. I know we got to go.
Yeah.
Harold Baines, we were teammates. I grew up in the clubhouse. He was friends with my dad. My dad's teammate for like 5-6 years. Later on, I became his teammate. And I remember, you know, telling Harold, "Hey, Harold, what was Satchel Paige like?" He never liked that. He didn't like that joke.
Now I'm gonna have to throw it at him next time I see Harold around the ballpark. Jerry, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Anytime.
All right, you got it. It's Jerry Hairston Jr. We are out of time because we got to get out early. I could talk to that guy forever. Shouldn't have bothered with Dodgers stuff and Cubs stuff. We should just do that sometime. My goodness. Thank you so much to our guests on today's show. Jerry Hairston Jr., Will Fleming of the Red Sox. We're supposed to have Chase Meidroth. He had to reschedule. We'll do it down the road. Thank you so much to Robbie Triano doing a terrific job. And the associate producer, Ruben Spiegel. Fine job today. And Pitch and Catch was just a banger of a radio show today. Bulls basketball is next. Spiegel and Ohms back tomorrow on The Score. Have a great day, everybody.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.